Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We have a follow-up safety reminder today, again with Mark Pershowitz, UK safety specialist, who says that in many counties, urban sprawl has led to the city coming closer to the farm. So there's more car traffic out there on the road this spring at times when farmers are trying to move equipment from one farm to another. This combination does not lead to mishaps that often, but if you're involved, the frequency issue doesn't matter much.
In terms of the overall number of motor vehicle collisions in the state, the collisions between motor vehicles and farm equipment is relatively low. So in the big picture, it's not a major problem. But for a farmer, if you're the one who gets hit, it is a major problem because you can be killed, of course, thrown off your tractor. Your tractor might get thrown into the ditch and roll over. You might have equipment damage, which, you know, in the springtime when you have a narrow window to get things done, you know, that's going to be a problem for you. And again, just all the paperwork and time it takes away from your operation. So I tell people, don't worry about the statistics. You worry about your own farm, and you do what you can to prevent these collisions. You do everything you can, and that's all you can do.
He suggests the speed limit for motorists and that farmers make themselves as visible as possible. We'll be right back.
Spring has sprung.
It's the perfect time to get out and experience all that Kentucky has to offer.
You can get in touch with nature at dozens of state parks.
Backpack and hike along miles of endless trails, camp under the stars, or explore the caves.
Fly through the treetops on a zip line, explore the countryside on horseback, or paddle down a stream.
Incredible scenery and countless adventures beckon you to visit Kentucky.
Plan your next adventure at KentuckyTourism.com.
We're back with UK safety specialist Mark Pershowitz here on cattle farmers who will often need to get on the highway transporting large round hay bales from one spot to another.
You need to recognize two things. One is that it's probably blocking the motorist view of your SMV emblem and perhaps even blocking the view of your flashing amber lights. But the other thing is that something like a hay bale tends to blend into the background. You know, it's organic material. It's not like a bright red tractor. And so that makes it even more difficult for a motorist to pick up.
And he's got a nifty, easy-to-assemble way to deal with that.
A real simple solution that farmers should adopt is to take a metal spike or a piece of angle iron and sharpen the point of it, bolt an SMV emblem on that, and then spear it into the back of your bale. So now your bale's got an SMV emblem on the back of it.
And he said he borrowed that idea from a farm magazine, and the farmer cited used a steel coil to stick in the bale, resulting in an SMV bobblehead of sorts. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. For the Kentucky Farm Bureau, I'm Mike Feldhaus.